to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Or it'll happen.
Okay.
And we are coming live with an amazing two guests. So we have a new guest with our amazing Cody Snodgrass, who's the munitions expert contracted to try to blow up the Alfred Premier building, which he refused to do, and they later tried to kill him at least twice. After he went John B. Wells show in 2017, and after he went on my show spring of 2018. Cody's been on a number of times. He is one of the most important people, I think, that corroborates what I said in my story, which is pretty hard to believe, that I was the munitions expert for the Alfred P. Murrah building and the five special op forensic munition experts that also did the Khobar Towers in Riyadh. And Cody, on the opposite side, was a munitions expert that was actually contracted, or they tried to contract him, to blow up the Murrah building. And there's a reason for it. The same evidence that he found, I found, which Croft corroborates. And we have another special guest with him who's got an amazing book, and I'll have the links up posted up for both books for gentlemen. The book is by called Midnight in Samarra, The True Story of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Greed, and High Crimes in Iraq by Frank Gregory Ford. And he does have an MD, but he didn't go into practice. We also have Cody Snodgrass. In your book, what's the name of your book again, Cody?
It's Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing, and that can be found at our website over in Europe, buyitonconspiracies.com.
I'm going to post up the link for both so the gentlemen can find the book. I ordered your book, Frank, over at Amazon. I got it a couple of weeks ago, and I've got a chance to scan through it. I'd like you to summarize, if you could kind of give like a thumbprint of your background, because you have a background of diagnosing and treating people, and eventually, I think in 2006, you got your MD, but you were so burnt out and traumatized, you didn't go into practice, but you have quite a story about the weapons of mass destruction, the greed, high crimes, and the evil that was going on in Iraq. I'd like you to summarize, you know, your experience, and then we're going to get into it a bit more. And the most important thing I tell people is, if you're going to gain wisdom, it's going to be gained by asking better and better questions and coming closer and closer to the wisdom of the Creator God of the universe, who knows all and sees all. And both you gentlemen and I are we call believers, we're Christians, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh, who God incarnated in physical flesh, called Yeshua HaMashiach, which means the breath that creates all things that ever were, was, and will be, came and incarnated in human flesh and died for us to create a pathway back to restoration of our relationship with the Creator. So, and by the way, we talked about this with Ken Klein, because in the pre-Earth world, we were actually fallen from a higher realm, and people will get into that in other shows with Ken Klein when he comes back. But I'd like you to summarize why you wrote this book and what your experiences were, because you've done special, how can I say, downloads of data to the FBI and other agencies of the weapons of mass destruction, which you mentioned. And we're going to go through some of the details of some of those weapons, because the guy that I trained under, Dr. Robert Brown, in the early 1970s, was a bioweaponeer working for the U.S. government and the military in a negative pressure facility in Rutgers campus in New Jersey. And the day that he was sick with the flu, all of his friends were incinerated at 2,000 degrees, including the animals in their cages and so on, because the weapon got out, which was a T-virus. And the T-virus was a viral capsid with an injector cord that could paralyze you and cause neuromuscular paralysis, which was being invented by our government. We have all kinds of weapons of mass destruction we've created over the decades, and so have the Russians at the Bio-Pripyat program. Most of the Bio-Pripyat weapons, by the way, were handed over to Iran and Syria after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989, with the collapse of their union and under the very drunken leaders of Russia. So, you know, when Colin Powell, and I've changed his name to Colin Bowell because he was full of fecal matter, said we have weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, I know you hear you laughing there in the background, you know, they justified this war, and you even had, you know, the pervert and ex-drug addict, George Bush Jr., made the statements, which, of course, by his father, who did Gulf War I, And they delayed, by the way, Gulf War I until they back-calculated and made what's called a Patriot system because they already had theater air defense. I know I was their doctor at U.S. Space Command and military defense and so on, and theater air defense or missile defense. But Gulf War I was delayed until they actually built a Patriot system, which is an inferior anti-missile system. And they gave it to Israel, which is pretty useless to stop Scud, even Scud rockets. But people need to understand that what's going on right now is a dance with the devil. It's almost like, you know, the movie The Shining. We're in a really desperate time right now. Tomorrow they're going to declare that they're going to do an impeachment of Donald J. Trump. Now, I believe Donald Trump has a good heart. I believe he's a good pre-Christian. He's not a Christian yet. He's getting close. He's led by a lot of people around him. Some of them, I think he's more like a game show host president, where he listens to game show host number and contestant four, and their argument seems pretty convincing, so he says, I think we'll go that way. I think he's a genius in terms of his ability to negotiate and to do deals, but he doesn't understand science, geopolitics, or advanced bioweapons or other things. And so he's often led by people to do wrong things. Now, you know, he sort of stumbled when he's pulling our so-called troops. There were 28 troops that were exposed to the danger of Turkey coming in there to the area of northern Syria, to the oil-rich areas that ISIS... By the way, ISIS is created by us. I've used the name here in previous shows. Like the toy company that went out of business when Amazon came in and Walmart expanded, called Toys R Us, I call Terrorists R Us. ISIS and Al-Qaeda were created by us, U.S., by the USA. And the Special Activity Division of the CIA actually manages the political affairs of not only Israel, but Saudi Arabia and the other countries that are part of the OPEC cartel that supports the U.S. dollar. America does, along with Britain, more evil in the world than any other nation in human history, and they also do more good. We do both. We also hold ourselves out as being righteous and wonderful. In fact, we are very wonderful in some ways, but we're very awful in other ways. And when you understand when we went to Iraq, it was a lie as part of the liocracy, and we killed a lot of people. In fact, at least, I don't know how many million died, but we know at least 500,000 children died because they couldn't even get proper nutrition and care. In hospital or even whatever. So a lot of people died, Christians, Jews, Kurds, and a lot of Arabs died, got blasted to little pieces. And I have heritage in the Middle East. My mother's family were Syrio-Lebanese. In fact, my great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan, the Bashas, between Damascus, Syria, and China, and their family owned it. My great-great-grandmother walked to China twice a year. My ancestor in the 11th century was the primary Maronite Christian that fought the Muslims through the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. And my ancestor 2,000 years ago was in the Sanhedrin with Joseph of Arimathea, was a blood lineal descendant of Moses, given a prophecy 2,000 years ago that was passed through my family in parchment all the way through to my great-grandfather's oldest brother, that a prophet arrives at the time of Yeshua HaMashiach in the end of the age, return of Jesus. Now, you have to understand what's going on here is people like Frank Gregory Ford is a Christian brother, and he's a patriot, and he's, how can I say this? When you're a real Christian, it's like being Delta Force. It's not milk and cookie time. A lot of people think being a Christian is like easy believism. It's like, hey, just read a scripture, do a nice act, shake a hand of somebody of different skin color, give a few money to the poor or the homeless, and you're fine. And you can still do evil and get away with it. And God sees and knows everything. And I want people to understand this. We did great evil in Iraq, and I want you to expand on that, Greg, because I want people to know that. And also, when we have the guts to do the right thing, like when Cody Snodgrass turned down the $500,000 in the duffel bag, he ticked off the dark side tremendously, so they wanted to kill him. They tried at least twice. And I know that you no longer have a tracking cell phone, Cody, so they can't find out where your GPS coordinates are to harm you. So let's get into it, Greg, and we'll kind of march through why you went there. And you have quite a few experiences. I went to your book. It's like, my God, man, this guy has gone through living hell, seeing some horrifying things happen to poor human beings. And it's no wonder you have PTSD. I'm sure you have post-traumatic stress disorder from the crap you've been through. So tell us what your story is and why you wrote this book.
Oh, okay, well, it'll be my pleasure, put it that way. Okay, so...
Yeah, it's your stage now.
I originally started, with the military and the government,
okay, back in the dream time of about 1973, okay, right. And my first job was for the U.S. Coast Guard, and of course, the Coast Guard is back then it was much more than just a bunch of fit guys laying around on the deck getting a good suntan, you know,
right.
in sunny ports in California right. and Florida.
Right.
But my first job was the the presidential security for Richard M. Nixon, Richard Milhouse
wow.
Nixon, and that was my first exposure. You know, at the ripe young age of 18, I was assigned to his unit, his security unit, at the Western White House in San Clemente, California. You know, or Sam, aka San Mateo Point. I was
on the
security unit called the Point Divide. Okay, so if you want to look that up, and if you see pictures back then, when Richard Nixon was in residence in San Clemente, you'll see my boat actually tied up to a buoy right offshore. Okay, so
right.
we provided security, and we did radio communications, monitoring, and marine security, for his whole residence there in Costa de Pacifica. So, and I was there on board. I was my first training was a marine engineer, and that was my job, was to make sure that unit was working properly. And so there I was, 18, and watching all the drama of Watergate unfold right on our closed circuit TV that we had on board. And
right.
I got to see, you know, very interesting the behavior of our elected officials up close and personal, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, okay? But back then she was Hillary Rodham. And even then I could tell, and my crew members could tell that were on security, that she was one dangerous person, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And we hadn't seen the end of her, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So at that point, when all this was going on with the Watergate towers break in and so forth, Daniel Ellsberg, we had just come up on the end, basically the wind down from Vietnam, during that period, and all the intrigue that came about with that. So I worked there and had some good surfing, very good surfing. Okay, that's some of the best surfing in all of California.
You're a comedian too, aren't you? Please continue.
Anyway, we were with the president when he resigned, and of course I found myself, you know, looking for what was I going to do at the age of 18.
Right.
The only job I'd ever had was presidential security. Now, before this, I had actually been living in northern Canada. I'd worked in a hard rock, of all things, a hard rock gold mine. Okay,
right.
So I did know how to mine gold. Okay, I did know how to precipitate gold, and I knew how to guard the president. Okay, of
right.
the United States. So those are my skill sets. Okay, so anyway. I was called in just about 24 hours after the president resigned, and I was called into a room, and they said, well, look, you've done a great job. What would you like to do? Okay. Well, we can send you to the Coast Guard Academy, okay, where you can work on your pre-med, and we can train you to be a corpsman, hospital corpsman. And which sounded great to me. Okay, that was my
right.
first introduction to medicine, and I was sent to the Coast Guard Academy, and from there I graduated after a hellish 6 months of training, initial indoctrination training, and I was assigned to the Coast Guard sailing brig, the Eagle. Okay.
Ah.
And that is a very interesting boat. Especially
keep that thought. We'll be right back, and we'll continue with an amazing story from Frank Gregory Ford. And his book is available on Amazon and elsewhere. Midnight in Samara, the true story of weapons of mass destruction, greed, and high crimes in Iraq. You're going to hear things today that are going to blow you away, including both Baghdadi and more. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We hear the bumper. Well, we've got to get the bumper so they can, you're not going to drown it out. And welcome back. We're going to hear more of this story from the amazing and brave and Christian patriot and whistleblower, Frank Gregory Ford. We're going to hear also later on from Cody Snodgrass, and they'll be back next Thursday. Please continue your story because I want to hear more of your background. Then we're going to transition to another story that Cody mentioned on the break. We should probably transition into, so let's finish off the story first.
All right. So I left from the Presidential Security Unit of Richard Nixon, Western White House, San Clemente, and I went to school for my first medical indoctrination training, right. And then my first assignment from the academy was on the Coast Guard Cutter Eagle, and of course the Coast Guard Cutter Eagle is a four-masted schooner. And it lasted the sailing ships. But the thing that would pique most people's interest, it was Adolf Hitler's cadet training ship from his academy. So everything was in German and English on board. So,
wow.
And from there, we, to hurry things along, we actually sailed down to Florida, sailed the Caribbean, on the Eagle, and at that point, I was on board still the Eagle, but I was offered an assignment to fly with the Coast Guard Air Station out of Miami, Florida.
Right.
And from there, I was actually assigned working in the clinic, the health clinic of the Coast Guard, and then from there, I would take on assignment every 3 weeks assignment to the Caribbean, where we would do drug interdiction, and also we would do humanitarian mission. You know, wherever help was needed medically, like as in a couple weeks ago, we had a massive hurricane go through the Bahamas.
Right.
Well, those were some of the things I'd be doing. So
okay.
I was there and working, and yes, enjoying it, as you might imagine. And I saw some very intriguing things. One of them was I went out to the KCAL Bank. That's KCAYSAL Bank, the KCAL Bank. And probably you're wondering, gee, where is that? Well, you know, I'll start by saying, if you've ever seen Gilligan's Island, you've seen the KCAL Bank. That was the KCAL Bank. And but we went ashore. And surprise, what did I find? I found the original training ground for the Bay of Pigs invasion. Okay, that was, the KCAL Bank was very secretive, was the actual training area from coming from the South Florida, actually Louisiana to South Florida, Key Largo, Florida, and then the entire mercenary force was shipped out to the KCAL Bank, from KCAL Bank to the Bay of Pigs. And so, but very secretive, as you might imagine. But right now is the halfway point between escaping from Cuba to America, and that's what the people floating over on inner tubes are trying to get to, is the KCAL Bank.
Wow.
Anyway, there I was, started to notice some rumors. Okay, on board our intelligence group. Okay, that were on board our ship. We had a 210-foot cutter that was, you know, capable of landing a helicopter on the back. So I noticed that there were some sort of odd rumors going on about these oil platforms that were there near the KCAL Bank. And to make a long story short, and you'll hear me say that a lot, but to make a long story short, yes, those platforms were owned by, strangely enough, the George H.W. Bush Oil Consortium, okay,
right.
Of Arbusta, I believe it was called, and also there seemed to be some sort of CIA involvement with those platforms.
Right.
And that stands for the Culinary Institute of America. All right. So all of this activity was going on, strangely enough, out there. And I do have a picture at my home here in California of a young George W. Bush working. He was probably 14 years old at the time, working on one of those oil platforms. And the rumor was is that there seemed to be large tuna fishing boats that were making regular stops at those oil platforms, oil drilling platforms, and then the servicing helicopters were coming and picking up strange shaped loads, okay, from the platforms, flying them to Opa-locka Air Base, just outside of Miami. And from there, and they were being placed, the packages were being placed on fixed-wing aircraft and being flown into Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which is why, of course, that's tied to that's why George Bush Sr. said that George Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton were calling it blood brothers because it involved the drug trade, went through Mena. And that's why we also had the destruction of that church there and the burning to the ground of the church, because the two of the people that were there were actually air traffic controllers for the Mena, Arkansas airport, so they knew what was going on with the drug trade, right? You know that, right?
I didn't know that, but thank you. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't
new
it?
New information.
Yeah. New information. It fits into like a little, how can I say, a little chink in another piece of the puzzle. So, yeah, so in other words, you know that George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton were part of the drug trade, and the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, manages the drug trade in Central South America, which is why it's unlivable down there. Donald Trump is not addressing that issue, which is why these people are trying to escape, even if they're not educated. If you're working even in a regular job, the drug cartels run towns and cities in Mexico and Central America, and they run the Taliban in Afghanistan. I had a pilot, a pilot technician, that came to me and wanted me to see him back 25 years ago in my office after hours, and he was in a panic because he'd actually serviced a Hercules C-130, also serviced the Black Hawk helicopters for the military and the CIA. And I was a civil aviation examiner for decades, so I examined this guy, and he wanted to come in, and he told me, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. I said, why? He said, because I came to service the Hercules C-130 in the Aurora Air Fleet in Aurora, Colorado, and when I came into the aircraft, it was loaded to the gunnels with shrink-wrap pallets of heroin from Afghanistan. So you have to understand that our country, to the tune of $2 trillion a year, runs with our proxies, the drug cartels, which is why Fast and Furious, remember the previous guy that was in the, was it State Department, ever worked with the, said these unlicensed guns that they gave to the drug cartels? And they never prosecuted him.
Eric Holder,
exactly, Eric Holder. Well, people have to understand that the drug cartels are run by us. Now, Trump is not addressing this, but if you got a chance to meet with me or with you, he'd understand that part of the reason why these people are escaping Central America, and I have a friend, actually, whose family and relatives runs a town in Mexico. Now, you have to understand, the town runs everything. They run the ambulance, they run the schools, they run the hospitals, and if you're their buddy, they'll feed you a meal and treat you like a king or queen. But if you cross them, they're going to gut you and hang you from a travel overpass, or you're going to die in a very violent way. You have to understand that's how these towns in Mexico and cities that are called narco states are run, and they're run not independently, they're run directly as proxies of SAD, including the states of Israel, it's a real hell, I call it, and Saudi Arabia and the Sunni Arab states that are affiliated with Saudi. They're not autonomous. They're controlled by SAD and by us, including, by the way, the superstate of Europe, which is invented by the CFR and by our Special Activity Division of the CIA that, after the Second World War, set up the invention to create the superstate Europe and eventually to have the wall fall between East and West Germany and make a deal with Germany to set up their situation. Now, I know you want to transition to the other story, and we've got lots of time because we're going to cover into the next week, but your friend Cody mentioned that we should cover a story about something preceding 9/11, because I want people to start grasping that 9/11 was not a spontaneous thing done by Saudi Arabia. I know even Trump has said Yeah, Saudi did this. I happen to know that many of the so-called pilots were supposedly listed as dead, that were supposedly flying jets into the World Trade Center towers. Many of them, the actual pilots from Morocco and Saudi Arabia, were flying years afterward and were aghast that they reported as dead and had false passports and other material there, even though they never recovered any black boxes from the aircraft that were literally in the debris, not burnt to pieces like everything else. Found in the debris, they actually found their so-called passports indicating that, yes, these pilots died. And they even allowed the government to sue Saudi Arabia, saying that they did 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job that we planned years before, and even the Patriot Act, which took many, many months with a battalion of attorneys setting up the Patriot Act, even before George Bush Jr. became president under the years of Bill Clinton. So give us your story.
Okay, we'll jump ahead. By the way, Phil Marshall, okay, was my neighbor, okay, right, at one time. And Phil Marshall was one of the pilots, of course, flying out of Mena, Arkansas with Barry Seal.
Okay, right.
So inadvertently, our paths kept crossing. And the last time our paths crossed was when I was standing at Phil Marshall's home across the canyon from my home, looking at the bloody spot on the floor where he had been shot in the head and his children had been butchered on the couches, all right, on the couches of the house. That was the last time I saw Phil Marshall. But the time before that was he was the pilot of the 747 in Kuwait City that was flying a group of Marines there. And I was on, I was actually on the C5A with my intelligence unit. C5A parked right behind his 747.
Right.
So that's the last time I saw had anything to do with poor Phil Marshall.
Yeah, I want to expand on that story and perhaps do that maybe next segment or next week, but I want you to talk about 9/11 because, you see, tomorrow is Halloween, which is the darkest day of the year. It's a day it's one of the other days in infamy. The other day is the days we call the days of Baal and Moloch. Are you familiar with those? Because
yes.
The culmination day was the day they did Columbine. Columbine was supposed to be a school sacrifice because they'd been preparing the school for almost 20 years. Because of human sacrifice. But let's talk about 9/11. You had information that goes back 14 months before 9/11 that was going to be done. Tell us about that.
Well, I certainly don't want to put our audience to sleep, so I'll go ahead and jump to a remote Quonset hut out in the middle of the Arizona desert. And there I was, okay, with my group, my intelligence group, and we had finished our last part, what's called last portion of our counterintelligence agent qualification. That's where you receive what are called badge and credentials, you know, law enforcement capabilities,
right,
and investigator capabilities.
Right.
So we were there in a Quonset hut, and we were getting set to graduate in a couple days, but strangely enough, it was getting dark. The sun had gone down across the valley. This is looking towards the town of Tombstone, appropriately
right.
enough. And let me see. The class boss, okay, that we had, he walks in and he says, "Okay, everybody, grab a seat, sit down, shut up, don't say a word. We have somebody from a very capable group that's going to tell us and inform us and give us a briefing about something that's going to change your life, everybody in this room, forever."
Right.
And, of course, we'd heard this before, the intelligence people, sure, yeah, right. Well, in walks a colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer,
right.
and he had several of his associates from a group called Able Danger. And Able Danger and his associates did most of the talking. But they said, "Okay, look, here's what's going to happen. Go home. No fooling around. Okay, go home. Get your affairs in order. Get your wills in order. Executive of your estates, and be prepared. This thing is going to happen within 18 months. 18 months. No more than 18 months. It's going to happen, and you are going to be part of it." And of course, a few hands went up. because we had several people from Department of Justice there,
right.
and we said, excuse me, they said, here's the situation. There's a group of people that are training. They're training right now, and we're actually within sight of those people that are training.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Turn the 12 trip.
And welcome back. Let's continue the story from Frank Gregory Ford. And I think we're going to have Cody come back on, and we'll talk about more of the stuff on next Thursday. Or we do video between either Monday to Thursday or the weekend. If you guys have a chance and want to call me, or I'll call you, I'll put you guys on air and we'll actually do some video, either audio recording to video or live video, or I'll give you a camera uplink and I can actually put you on camera. So, gentlemen, please continue, Frank. I want to hear more of your story. 9/11.
So there we were out in the Arizona desert, and the sun was going down, and one of the assistants to the colonel, Colonel Schaefer, said, okay, understand this, is these folks are training right now, okay, and they're training within sight. And, of course, he walks back to the back part of the Quonset hut and opens the door and says, okay, everybody outside, look out towards Tombstone, okay, which we could see Tombstone off in the distance, and then we could see a long line of mercury lights. And he said, that is the Morona Pinal Air Park, and that used to be the Manzara Air Base. Okay, a private group has taken over, specifically Boeing, has taken over that air base and turned it into this training facility. And the people that are going to be hijacking the airplanes, these airplanes, and flying them into the World Trade Center are there right now training.
Now, remember the name of, say the name of the place where this was. Was this in Arizona?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you know?
Arizona.
Yeah, now, let me insert something that you may or may not know. Did you know that the guidance systems for remotely flying the jets were put into the airplanes, which are an airplane that looked like the same size as the American Airliners jets, was done in Fort Collins, Colorado? Please continue. Pods underneath them. So that's why when people took pictures, they saw weird pods underneath the aircraft.
Right.
Supposedly, yeah, please continue.
And so we went out, looked, he said, everybody that's going to be flying there and flying these planes into the World Trade Center, the WTC, and select, I always remember that word, select targets in the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
And which it was obvious what that meant.
Right.
Okay, so we all returned, into the Quonset hut. And by the way, that Quonset hut no longer exists. It was flattened.
Right.
Within 48 hours after we left that room, it was destroyed completely, including the metal was actually erased out of the desert.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of all of the evidence, even if people started talking or sliding information out, right?
Right, right, exactly. So at that point, okay, a few hands went up and said, okay, does the FBI know about this? Yes, the FBI has been briefed fully on this issue. Does the CIA know about this? Yes, the CIA knows absolutely everything about this, this hijacking. Okay, so why, there's something called laws of the land, that have to, back then we had something called laws, but we don't have them now, all right? And so we had it pounded into our heads that military intelligence people do not operate on U.S. soil because of Posse Comitatus laws.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. No, pulling espionage and spying on U.S. citizens.
Right.
Imagine. So anyway, everybody, of course, left, and basically everybody forgot about this 9/11 business because they hadn't had a name for it at that point. It hadn't been called 9/11. They said 18 months from July of 2000. Okay, that's when we
were... And by the way, that's the time when the buildings were declared environmental hazards, and the Port Authority of New York was told it was going to cost $2 billion a floor to remediate the mold and the asbestos in the walls of the building. Please continue.
And so at that point, it was 14 months, almost to the day, when we had this briefing, and I was assigned to open up my intelligence unit in the morning, at the end of a long weekend, and I was on my way in, and my better half called me up and said, you're not going to believe what happened. Get into the office right now. Turn on the TV right now, and which I did, okay? And that was of course, 9/11.
Right.
9/11 was unfolding right before my eyes. And so at that point, we had all kinds of government types coming into the building, with all kinds of wild ideas about nuclear this and nuclear that, and retaliation this and vengeance that. But at that point, I wasn't sure, because actually I wasn't too far away from being able to put my retirement papers in, oddly enough. Right. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll play this out and allow things to unfold, which they did. And then one day I was called into, you know, I know I'm leaping over a lot of space here, you know, empty space, but I was called into a room at that unit and said, look, we're going to invade Iraq, the country of Iraq. And I said, why Iraq? Why not Saudi Arabia? Why not Baluchistan? You know, any of the countries that had something to do with 9/11.
With 9/11. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And I emphasize Baluchistan, okay, as in a few days ago, yes, we saw some of their handiwork in Saudi Arabia. But they said, okay, yes, we know you, Mr. Ford, you are in medical school, okay, and we don't care. You've got badge and credentials, and we don't care. There's only five people left in the United States with your qualifications. So guess what? You are on at the convenience of the government, on hold right now. You know, so go home, pack your things, get your legal issues in order, because you are going to be going to the Middle East. And which, of course, then I did. At that point, I was sent immediately to Camp Roberts in California,
right.
And from there to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and then, of course, that was the upgrade for high tech training, and with our what was called the CHIM system. I even talked about it in my book,
right.
And from the CHIM system, okay, we were all loaded up on the C-5A. The same C-5A that would be parked right behind Phil Marshall's 747 there at the airport at Kuwait City, the runway at Kuwait City. So from there, we all offloaded, and I know I'm trying to rush this thing through, but as
that's
in
okay.
the book, okay, we...
Yeah, your book chronicles all of it, including the weapons of mass destruction, including VX nerve gas and a paralyzing agent, which I'm familiar with because I trained under Dr. Robert Brown, who the get out of containment in Rutgers campus in 1971. And when it did, all of his colleagues were incinerated at 2,000 degrees at the underground low-pressure facility when the T-virus got out, which would, one canister of 1 kilogram at 40,000 feet would paralyze and suffocate all the people from Boston to Washington. People don't understand this. These bioweapons were brought over there, including the weaponized form of anthrax was given to Saddam Hussein, and the only weapon he might have had to some extent was a super cannon from Gerald Bull, who was making the thing put a jeep into space. But beyond that, the weapons of mass destruction were brought by us. There was no homegrown weapons of mass destruction by Saddam Hussein. Where was there?
No, there wasn't.
No, they're all American made, basically.
Right, exactly. And I found out after, you know, a few days on ground, I was actually in the intelligence village at the base of the Square Tower at Balad Air Base. Okay, that was the intelligence village.
Barad, B-A-R-A-D, right? Barad.
Balad, B-A-L-A-D.
Balad, yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Balad Base, yeah.
And so I walked over to the one end of end of the airfield, which was very big, very large. It was like a large city. And the day before, I uncovered a Russian village, strangely enough, a Russian village, which was the cover for a massive underground pumping station, seven oil pipelines, okay, that were moving oil from all of Iraq. And we had no idea until I just discovered this place that Iraq, the or the ancient ancient Mesopotamia actually has approximately 5 to 7 times the amount of proven sweet oil reserves of the entire Middle East. I had no idea, and that fact hadn't been made clear to us. But I did learn that with the underground bump, underground pumping station that we discovered. And then that afternoon, after we discovered the Russian village, discovered a terrorist training facility, and that's neither here nor there, because we made the call, we called it in to our unit that we discovered these things, and surprisingly, instead of researching these areas and looking at these areas, trying to do what's called document intelligence collection.
Right, document, yeah.
Right, exactly. What happened was is two low boys, okay, with massive bulldozers arrived at both residences and proceeded to put their massive blades down and level both facilities, the Russian village, the Russian pumping station, and the terrorist village. And when I say immediate, it was within a half hour after we discovered these sites that they were completely destroyed, flattened.
Wow.
So anyway, the next day, after I had recruited the colonel of the fighter bomber wing that dropped the air deployable nerve gas agents. It turned out that they were VX gas,
right?
And they dropped those on the Kurds.
To kill a lot of the Kurds. In fact, the latest events with Trump are killing a lot of Kurds too, isn't it? Please continue.
So the Kurds during the Halabja campaign were killed by American weapons. Yes, and the irony is beyond words about that. But then the air deployable 1,000-pound bomb casings, it turns out, were dropped on the Iranians, the Persians, during the Shatt al-Rab waterway issues when Iran was fighting Iraq. They dropped, and it was this unit, this colonel that I had with me when we discovered the bunker, the underground bunker. It was his unit. So he had all of the NATO, the NATO arrangements and wirings for arranging the deployment of these specific 1,000-pound bomb casings filled with VX/GF. That's very important. VX/GF weapons.
The GF, by the way, is the paralyzing agent we talked about.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It would make it suffocate.
Exactly. They block the nerve transmissions. Okay.
Right, so you'd suffocate. We're running out of time today, but we're going to continue the story. If you would like, I can call you up and put you on speakerphone, or we can do a conference call and do a video right afterward if you gentlemen would like, and we can embed that in the show afterward. Do you want to continue your story in a couple of minutes?
Whatever it is. So.
I will try to call you, Greg, and we'll get you on, and Cody, I will see if we can, if you guys can arrange a conference call. Why don't you conference call and call my cell number? I'll put you on speakerphone and hook you up on my video, and we can blast it out instantly to live stream Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook. How's that?
Great. Okay.
Okay, we'll call you in a couple of minutes. We'll continue, people, so you can hear more of the story.